And when a town woman marries an Indian, that's marrying somebody beneath her, ain't it? Yeah, I think I see. No, it wasn't just her that made him little. Everybody worked on him because he was big and wouldn't give in and did like he pleased. Everybody worked on him just the way they're working on you. They who, Chief? He asked in a soft voice, suddenly serious. The Combine. It worked on him for years. He was big enough to fight it for a while. It wanted us to live in inspected houses. It wanted to take the falls. It was even in the tribe, and they worked on him. In the town, they beat him up in the alleys and cut his hair short once. Oh, the Combine's big, big. He fought it a long time till my mother made him too little to fight anymore and he gave up. McMurphy didn't say anything for a long time after that. Then he raised up on his elbow and looked at me again and asked why they beat him up in the alleys. And I told him that they wanted to make him see what he had in store for him, only worse if he didn't sign the papers giving everything to the government. What did they want him to give to the government? Everything. The tribe, the village, the falls. Now I remember, you're talking about the falls where the Indians used to spear salmon. Long time ago. Yeah. But the way I remember it, the tribe got paid some huge amount. That's what they said to him. He said, what can you pay for the way a man lives? He said, what can you pay for what a man is? They didn't understand. Not even the tribe. They stood out in front of our door all holding those checks and they wanted him to tell them what to do now. They kept asking him to invest for them or tell them where to go or to buy a farm. But he was too little anymore. And he was too drunk, too. The Combine had whipped him. It beats everybody. It'll beat you, too. They can't have somebody as big as Papa running around unless he's one of them. You can see that. Yeah, I reckon I can. That's why you shouldn't have broke that window. They see you're big now. Now they gotta bust you. Like busting a Mustang, huh? No. No, listen. They don't bust you that way. They work on you ways you can't fight. They put things in. They install things. They start as quick as they see you're gonna be big and go to working and installing their filthy machinery when you're little and keep on and on and on till you're fixed. Take her easy, buddy. Shh, shh, shh. And if you fight, they lock you someplace and make you stop. Easy, easy, Chief. Just cool it for a while. They heard you. He lay down and kept still. My bed was hot, I noticed. I could hear the squeak of rubber soles as the black boy came in with a flashlight to see what the noise was. We lay still till he left.